The Lord be with you.
And
with a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes. And to another, 'Come here,' and he comes. And to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's gospel, Christ is astounded, amazed even, by the faith of the centurion. But even more than that, what underlies this faith is humility. The centurion, the soldier, this leader of other soldiers, is humble. And this is shocking because Christ couldn't find it even in Israel, this humility and this faith. But to find it in a Gentile, somebody who's not Jewish, somebody who is completely distinct from the Israeli people, was a shock to Christ. Because for faith to take root and to build up, you have to have a foundation. That foundation is humility. It is the one virtue that is required for every other virtues to develop fully, and that's humility. It comes from the word humus, which is Greek or Hebrew for dirt. And so with that, we understand it's this foundational aspect of all the virtues, of everything, of the faith that Christ is shocked by. And so to build that up is something that is takes time. It's difficult. Just like tending a garden, you have to till the soil. You have to rake at it. You have to add other nutrients to it, and you have to get dirty. You have to put in the work. Same with humility. So how do we develop? How do we become more humble? How do we become the most humble person in the world, right? No, I'm kidding. But this humility, how do we obtain it? Well, prayer, first of all. We ask God for the humility necessary for a stronger faith, for a deeper love, and a stronger love. And with that, though, many of the spiritual doctors of the church have said that humility comes first and foremost through humiliation. And so we have to be careful when we pray for this virtue of humility, because as soon as we pray for it, God will give us the opportunities to learn humility. That means he will give us times and opportunities to be humiliated. And that's difficult for us because of the fall, because of Adam's sin, we still have this tendency towards pride and independence, and humility demands that we get rid of all of that so that we can become fools for the gospel. Today, brothers and sisters, as difficult as it is, let us ask the Lord for a true humility, which will lead us closer to himself.